Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. With me in the studio again today is Laverne Kreider.
It's good to be here again.
Yes, it's been so much fun going through these tests of leadership. We're right in a series right now, Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership, and we've covered many of the tests coming out of one of the books I'd written about 20 years ago called Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership. Today, we're going to talk about a really important one because I think everyone deals with this. This is one we both dealt with big time.
I think so, yes.
It's called the security test.
Yes.
Effective leaders find security in who they are in Christ, obviously, not in what they do. And Laverne, you remember well after we had begun the first church, the first Dove Church in 1980, 25 brave people, and we started to grow by the grace of God, 300 people a year for many years, and got to place 10, 12 years later. Church had grown to 2,300 people and in rural Pennsylvania. It was just a miracle of the grace of God. I began to struggle personally, even though all these great things were happening, people thought this is wonderful. But I was struggling because the team that I worked with for years, some of those on the leadership team began to see things differently than I did. We had no spiritual fathers, no one to go to. And I remember I wanted to quit. And even though God did all these things, I wanted to quit.
Oh, yes.
But
Amen.
God was getting at something deeper in me.
Oh,
and
yes.
You know what that is.
Yes.
And so we went to the mountain to pray. And it became very, very clear to me over that time that my security and my significance that I was getting was from what I did, being a pastor of this church that grew, you know, sizably for rural Pennsylvania, rather than who Christ was in me. And I learned a valuable lesson. I call it this. I learned that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I realized all that matters is not what I do or what I have done or will do. It's that we get our security from the Lord and just
because our
him.
Identity is in the Lord.
Exactly.
And that's just so key. And I remember talking to some of my grandchildren, and I just saw how their lives were just really growing in God, and they just had a security about
right,
it. And I
right.
said to them, well, what was it about that, you know, that you just stayed? They went to secular high school, secular college.
Right.
And they said, our parents taught us identity,
mm-hmm.
that our identity is in Christ, no
mm-hmm.
matter what we face, whether it was on the sports field or in high school, our identity is in Christ.
Right.
And I feel that is a credible place of security.
Yeah.
Jesus said, and we often quote mm-hmm. that scripture, John 8:14, he says he knew where he came from and knew where he was going.
Yeah.
And so he knew he was secure in the Father's love.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this place that, okay, people could try to control him. People tried to, and they did.
Right,
could speak against him. But he knew who he was, and he was so secure in who he was, he could kneel and wash the disciples' feet.
Exactly.
He didn't have to prove himself.
Yeah.
He didn't have to prove his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to try to make something happen. It was just like he knew he was secure in his Father's love. And he took time to listen to what his father was saying. And
yeah.
That just makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Know?
When you get down to it, Laverne, everyone has insecurities. Everyone.
Oh,
I don't care. You can paint whatever face you want to paint, but everyone has them. And I meet with, over the last years, many years, I've met with many leaders throughout the world and people I really looked up to. And when I really got to know them, I realized, they have some insecurities too.
We all do.
You know?
And I know this was one area I have struggled with so much in my life, just feeling insecure. Second guessing myself, especially in speaking, you know, publicly or in preaching publicly, just, you know, desiring the approval. And yet, you know, knowing that I'm accepted and loved by God, but it was just, it's
desiring
just
the
been,
approval of people, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been something that I've had to struggle with throughout the years.
Yeah.
And I know that one of the things that happens is we compare ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know the scriptures Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. He said, don't compare yourselves.
Right.
He said, you don't understand God's will if you do that.
Exactly.
You're not wise.
Exactly.
And so I had to really come to a place of receiving grace not to compare myself. And so I am secure in the Lord. This is how he created me. This is how he's wired me. This is how he's made me. And he's given me a measure of grace and to walk in that place.
So the next time,
security in him.
Yeah, the next time you feel insecure, realize it's just a test. You know, it's just a test. God wants to get through where we're trusting him in us, Christ living in us and through us. Yes. Our relationship with him is all that counts. And I mean, I remember back to first grade. I went to first grade, played baseball on the team. I was the last person picked. I felt so insecure. Mm-hmm. I remember I carried some of that stuff throughout my life. I had a heart murmur. Yeah. And the other kids in school were playing baseball and basketball, whatever. I was staying on the sidelines. I couldn't do that. In fact, they made me the ref. I hated that.
Oh,
because half the class didn't like me because you had to call, is out or is it not out, you know? And but I learned over the years, even though I grew up with that insecurity, how that God makes us secure when we realize our security comes from him. And many people are asking us right now how we're feeling because, I mean, by the time this episode's released, we'll no longer be international directors of Dev International. Mm-hmm. And passing that over to Merle and Sheree Shank, we feel so good about this process. They're saying, how do you feel? Well, I'm feeling great about it. I feel like it's God, a more time for, you know, my wife and my family and other things we've already called to do. We feel great about it. But I think we've come into a place by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Our security is not in what we've done. It's not this network of 1,000-plus churches. It is instead, it's in Jesus.
We've been tested in it many, many times.
And
failed at times.
Yeah.
But it's been those tests, trials, those fiery stuff that we've gone through that has caused us to dig deep and to, again, I think I said in another podcast, we don't get enamored by our leadership.
Right.
Or we don't have to prove ourselves.
Exactly.
Or we don't have to grapple for respect. No, we have come to a place, and we're still growing in this, that we're secure in who Christ is in us. We're, first of all and foremost, a child of God.
Yeah.
We're a son and daughter of the living God. And from that place, we can walk humbly before the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we don't get enamored by our leadership.
Yeah.
And so it keeps us in that place of security. But it's not been easy. You know, there's been lots of tests along the way.
We see Jesus modeled this so well. He was so secure. You know, in the upper room, he washed his disciples' feet, as we're saying. And he was secure because he knew he was there for a purpose. He knew why he was there. He knew where he came from. He knew where he's going. And he knew why he was there at that point. And as we get to that place in our lives, it makes all the difference in our lives. I think a lot of it has to do with being secure in the Heavenly Father's love. Just knowing we're loved by him.
Oh, so true.
And I remember, even as a younger pastor, sometimes I feel really insecure. Here's what made me insecure. When I'd be preaching a certain series or a certain thing, and maybe a few people liked it, you didn't know, you weren't sure, but you felt like God said do this. Then we'd bring in a guest speaker. And he'd say almost the same thing I was saying, almost line upon line, same scriptures, and people say, that was amazing, that was awesome. And I talk to pastors all over the world. It happens to everybody, because sometimes you just have to hear it through somebody else. But then you get to a place where you're just like, praise God they got it, praise God they got the truth. They can, any donkey can speak, you know, it's fine, it doesn't matter. At least they've got it. And that's because we're secure in the
Lord.
And
it can happen between husband and wife, too, sometimes.
Yes, it can. Has that ever happened to us?
Oh, I think so.
I think so. Exactly. So I remember, and I just remember so many times, this test, facing this test, but God gives grace. And we say it often, but you know, the deal is, if we miss it and we don't pass the test, God will just bring it back and we'll have to go through it again until we get it.
Yeah.
It is a journey, but we're called to walk in security in the Lord. Our security comes from him and not in what we do. John Maxwell wrote, in his, I think the book was the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. He says, there's few things worse than an insecure leader. And then he backs it up with a list of characteristics that insecure leaders have in common. Here's what he says. He says, number one, insecure leaders want control.
Mm-hmm.
He says, control is everything to insecure people. The thought of giving it up, empowering others, it's just far from their mind. They don't even think about that. Number two, they fear public failure. And I've seen these things again and again. This is all from John Maxwell. They fear public failure. And as a result, they'll do absolutely anything to avoid being embarrassed by doing something stupid in front of other people. Number three, said they avoid risk. They'd rather not try and not know, even if it means missing out on great things God could do through them. Number four, they're closed in their relationships. They don't open up because they fear rejection. Number five, they do not hire, if they're a larger church and they have a staff, they do not hire what John Maxwell calls tens. It means very gifted people. If they did, they'd run the risk of being shown up. It's crazy, but these things are true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we're walking in insecurity.
If we're in insecurity, and many people are. And I'm amazed at how many gifted leaders still walk in insecurity. Number six, they resist change. Keeping the status quo means they can keep control. Number seven, they fail to affirm and empower others. Many insecure people weren't affirmed or empowered during critical phases of their life, and as a result, they're practically incapable of nurturing the people they lead. Because that's what it's all about, nurturing others who do a much better job. It's the Elijah-Elisha principle, in the double portion. Elijah wanted Elisha to have a double portion of all that God had given him. And that's where we have to live. So again, number seven, they fail to affirm and empower others. Eight, they stay in their comfort zone, mm-hmm. because to get out of the comfort zone, it's too risky for them. And then number nine, they view people and situations through their insecurities. And what they see never matches up with reality. So, and then here's number 10. They create an environment of insecurity. And that's really important. That's really important. I've seen that often. Insecure leaders create an environment of insecurity.
But don't you think it all goes back to just the bottom line is love?
It is.
The love test. Is. When we are secure in the Father's love.
True.
And we know that I'm loved unconditionally. I don't have to prove a thing. And I'm going to walk in the presence of God. I'm going to walk in hearing His voice, and being obedient, being thankful how He's created me. It brings you in a place of security. But then we can love with just a purity of love. So it all goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
So many of these tests we talk about really do go hand in hand. They work off of one another. And then Maxwell says, and here I have some suggestions for you. And I'll give you the four things he says, and we'll talk more about some other areas of dealing with insecurity. He says, get help, maybe professional help, whatever you have to do. Identify your areas of insecurity. Just be honest and open with the person who's going to help you. He said, allow a trusted friend to help you. Maybe it's just a peer relationship even. And then he has what he calls finding a complimentary friend. In other words, there might be someone who's a friend who your areas, certain things you're trying to make you insecure, maybe they can do them better and you work better as a team. That's why God builds teams. We don't all have it. I don't have everything that's needed. I think everything we've ever done, we say, God gives us a team.
He does.
Teamwork is so powerful. Jesus modeled that. Paul modeled that. It was Paul and Silas and Timothy and Barnabas and on and on. And we're called to model that also today.
Well, the Apostle John said in 1 John, I think it's in 2:27, mm-hmm. says, you have an anointing by the Holy One.
Yeah.
He didn't say, well, you may be, or whether certain people do. He goes, no, you have an anointing from the Holy One. And that we really receive that because Christ lives in us. His Spirit is within us, His presence within us. And it's not about us. It's about Christ living through us. And so I remember one time I struggled with teaching and public ministry and stuff. And yet I knew the Lord was having me do more and more of that. I remember we were in the kitchen and I was ready to go out to speak somewhere. You said, Laverne, you're anointed from the Holy One. And there were times I would have just like, I'm nervous. But I said, yep, I do. I have an anointing from the Holy One.
I bet it made all the difference.
It was kind of like, okay, don't feel it, but I'm going to just receive that the truth is the anointed one lives within me. Mm-hmm. And so in that place, I can be secure. I don't have to prove myself. I'm going to walk in that place of surrender to Him, so that helped.
I read once that, someone I admired was Henry Ford because, the whole automobile, company he started on and on, and how God seemed to have really used him. But he had a real issue with insecurity. And I read once that Henry Ford himself, even though he's manufactured cars that changed modern life, he was personally so insecure he could not keep himself from undermining other executives at Ford Motor Company. So he would empower subordinates only to cripple their authority later. That's huge. That's huge. And for those called to leadership, let's make sure that we release people, we get good people to do what they're called to do, and release them to do it and not undermine them in that process.
Because we're secure.
Exactly.
We don't have to prove anything.
Exactly.
So
I simply share that, I hate to throw Henry under the bus, but I share that just so we can know we've been doing so many things right, but still have that spirit of insecurity behind the scenes that's really causing great problems for us and for others. Abraham Lincoln, it's interesting. Here's how he dealt with his insecurities. I love this. He named his political rivals and critics to his cabinet. Isn't that amazing? Imagine that. So those who were seen to be against him, he put them in his cabinet. He wanted to benefit from the advice of leaders who were stronger than he was. When we empower others, we lift them up. And in the process, we then get to a place where God can lift us up. Because again, God hates, you know, he hates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud.
He resists the proud.
He gives grace to the humble. I remember Moses, Aaron, Miriam, you know, our family. Moses was called to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they got to a place where Moses married a Cushite woman. And Miriam wasn't too excited about that. And Aaron wasn't too excited about that. And they're talking about it. And God was really angry because God had called Moses to lead there. And so she got leprosy. Now, what was Moses' response? Well, I find it interesting. The scripture says Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. And he maybe he was, but he wrote that, which he was, must have been really secure to say that. But, you know, she was, of course, had to go out in the wilderness because of the leprosy. But Moses, you know, out of the goodness of his heart, because he was a secure person, he refused to fall for this insecurity thing. And what did he do? He simply prayed that the Lord would heal her, and God did heal her. So it's just an example of how this can all work in a way, because we walk in security. Moses was a leader who lived and walked in security in amazing, amazing ways. Insecure leaders often want and feel they need control.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it before, I said Maxwell's way, but it's really, really, really true. Feeling insecure, they search for and they seek out opportunity to make themselves look more important.
And really, it's pride.
It's all pride.
You know, I know in my own life, the insecure things, especially in teaching and preaching, feeling very, very insecure in those areas. And the Lord would just speak to me so gently and amazing. He said, Laverne, this isn't about you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, well, it was really pride because I wanted to look better than I felt, you know, I wanted to do this perfectly. And yes, I wanted to please the Lord, but it became more about me than him. And the Lord just did a work in me in that it is about for my glory, Lord. I work within you to will and to work for my pleasure.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but for his pleasure. He is at work within us. And that shifted things in my heart, you know, when I would be speaking, or specifically for me, it was more public speaking, but it's like, this is for his glory.
Right,
it's not about me.
Yep.
And it takes us into a deep place of just surrender to him and to his purposes, you know.
We want you all to know that as you listen to this podcast from different parts of the world, you know, we're in our 70s, we're still in process, we're still learning.
You never learn
it all, but we learn more and more and get closer and closer to Jesus the longer we serve him. And the reality of leading is that mistakes will be made. They just will. But here's something I learned years ago that really helped me, and that was this. To fail and make a mistake doesn't mean I'm a failure.
Because
failing is just an event.
Yes.
A failure, if someone says they're a failure, then they say that's who they are. So we fail, but who are we? We are children of the living God.
Yes.
We have a Father in heaven who loves us perfectly. We have an anointing from the Holy One, as we quoted before in this podcast. So everybody deals with insecurities in some way.
Yeah, and we've said this maybe 100 times, and we'll continue to say it. It's learning that secret that Paul wrote to the Galatians. He says, this is the secret. This is the secret that Christ lives in us.
Yeah,
Christ lives in you.
Yeah.
And in that place, we are crucified with Christ. But it's not us, but Christ living through us. So that brings, when I can live that and breathe that and taste that, then I don't have to worry about my own security or my own having to prove something, but it's a sense of, oh, Christ is living in me, and he is the most secure person.
That's
Scripture
it.
Says he's a perfect father. He guides us, he works through us, and he lives in us. He wrote to the Galatian church. And so it's from that place then that we can live an incredible place of, yes, it's always growing, always learning, but more and more a place of security.
Security in
less
Jesus.
Need to control, less need to prove ourselves.
Yeah.
Again, but allowing the Lord to work in and through us.
Again, Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Yes. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then in Colossians, I believe it's 1:27, you know, it's so clear. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, wow, anything else you want to say today, Lauren, on the podcast? I think the final thing I want to end up with today is this, that security comes from knowing Christ lives in us, and without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. And I think one of the joys of getting older is that we become more and more secure in the Lord. You know, the older I think we get, the more we relate. It's all about Jesus anyway.
Yes, we have to prove ourselves.
We have to prove ourselves. It's a great place to be. It really is. And what matters is not what people think. What matters is what does God think. Because we are loved by him. And the Lord's Prayer starts with our Father. Mm-hmm. And what's our relationship with our Father? We are loved by him with this eternal love that we could never we could never do anything to make him love us more or love us less. We are simply loved by our Heavenly Father. So security belongs to you. Security belongs to us because we have Christ, and he is the secure one who lives in us and flows through us. Check out the show notes today on the podcast show notes. We've got some of the quotes and important things we've said are on there. You can pick up the book, Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership, on there. Made available through our publisher, also through Amazon or wherever you buy books. It could be the Devon International Bookstore. And we're so glad you joined us again today for this leadership podcast.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and we look forward to seeing you back here next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.